Charge yourself spiritually. Let your atmosphere be charged. Let your atmosphere be charged. I said, let your atmosphere be charged. I want you to understand something, that when you get to a place, you check the grounds that you are standing on. If that ground will favor you, if that ground is operating by the Spirit of God, very, very important. Very, very important. Very, very important. If not so, you will be lost. And if not so, you'll be lost. My name is Apostle Jonathan Nan, and this is Faith Assembly. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. Just say to yourself, you're a child of God and a covenant child. Ha! Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice. I welcome everybody to Faith Assembly at this point of time. Spiritually, we are united in one spirit. Even though we are not in the same building, but spiritually, we are connected spiritually. And I want to hear and feel your presence, that you are praying and you are connected with us through your comments. It is very, very important. It is your comment that I will hear you saying hallelujah, amen, and declaring your faith. So as you share your comment, it means that you are declaring your faith. It means that you are declaring your faith. So be active here so that I will know you and we connected together in the realms of the Spirit. At this point of time, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Begin to welcome the Spirit of the Lord right now. 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 Welcome the Holy Ghost right now. Wherever you find yourself at this point of time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Ghost right now. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, we welcome you, we welcome you, we acknowledge your presence. Jesus said, I'm going and not leaving you as often, but as I send my Spirit upon you. Let the Spirit of the Lord, somebody welcome the Holy Ghost. Acknowledge the Holy Ghost right now. If where you are there is a chair around you, tell the Holy Spirit to sit down, for you have a message, you have a discussion with the Holy Spirit. If you are sitting on your bed, welcome the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Please sit down today, I have something to tell you. Rande bado sebre kapaka da da da. Marande bado sebre kapariande keriado shiriada. Marande pahondi brandi akapadoshe. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge. 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 Holy Ghost, we welcome you. We welcome you now. Holy Ghost will welcome you. Holy Ghost will welcome you. Marande kapada da da da. Rande kapado sheke da 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 da. Rande kapado she de ya padaba. Marande kapada padaba. Rande kosheke da 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 riande bado shabrande ya tapada. Rakapa kapada padaba. Rande kapado she di ya tapada. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy of the Spirit. Beloved, I want you to speak in the language of the Holy Ghost. Right now. 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 In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of the Lord. Somebody, are you praying? Search yourself right now. Welcome the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Spirit, I need you now. 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 Welcome the Holy Ghost. Welcome the Holy Ghost. Welcome the Holy Ghost. Welcome the Holy Ghost. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Welcome the Holy Ghost. 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 Abato Sakati Kata Brandiata. Welcome the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, beloved, I welcome you again to Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Annan, and we are praying right now. You are saying, Holy Spirit, take charge. Take charge. As you pray, you share the light to as many as you can and tell the person, we welcome you to this place, and we are connected with you spiritually. If the person is sick, tell the person to join. This is why you don't need to be at a church. Wherever you are, if you know somebody at the hospital, the Lord is about to heal that person. If you know somebody somewhere going through certain thing, share the light with the person. Tell the person to join now. Because the Lord has sent me here today for an assignment. Today is a day of covenants. And I tell you, it's going to be covenants that is going to take people out of bondage. And covenants are going to be set for generations. Beloved, wherever you are right now, we are praying right now and say, Holy Ghost, take charge. I say, prophetically, where you are right now, if you are on your compound, you are in your room, you are sitting on your bed. Beloved, if you are sitting on your bed, you are at your workplace, you are driving, whatever you are doing, tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, join me here. I have something to tell you today. I want you to join me. Are you praying somebody? Welcome the Holy Spirit at where you are right now. Holy Ghost, we need you now. Rande kapa di brandi kapa doshe, ali brandi apa na ba doshe kenike. Leke teke teke teke. Are you praying somebody? Invite the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, today I have a discussion with you. I have a discussion with you, Holy Spirit. I have something to talk to you about. Bible said it, and Anna said, man of God, there's something in my heart. I don't want you to tell me, man of God, there's something in my heart. I want you to tell the Holy Spirit. But Bible said, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. And Bible said in Joel chapter 2, verse number 28, coming down, it said, I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This is the same scripture that Peter quoted when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. I want you to pray right there. Say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you right now. Dr. Bright, you are welcome. Dr. Bright, call him. As you pray. Holy Ghost, take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Beloved, today is a different day altogether, and I want you to be active at the comment section. We are not in the physical gathering. This is a virtual gathering and a spiritual gathering. So me knowing that you are here will depend on your comments. It's just like you are in the church and the pastor says, praise God, and you say hallelujah, and you are declaring your faith. That is how it's going to be here. Yes, that will make me know that yes, indeed, you are with me in the realms of the spirit. Bible says, as for the flesh, looks at the flesh, but the spirit look at what is in the heart. I want you to pray that, oh God, wherever I am right now, I say, whether you are driving, whether you are sitting on your bed, beloved, if you are lying on your bed, it is early to lie on your bed. Sit on your bed. If you like, walk to your hall, walk on your compound, find a place of prayer. Find a place of prayer. If you are driving, connect yourself. Tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, change my atmosphere. Change my atmosphere now. You are praying for an atmospheric change at where you are, in your bedroom. Beloved, let me tell you something. The Bible says that Jacob was left alone and a certain man encountered him. You don't know what encountered you. You don't know what encountered you. You don't know what encountered you. That is why I am telling you right now that let the Holy Spirit take over the atmosphere. Don't allow the devil. The devil can take over your atmosphere. Refuse the devil to take over your atmosphere. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord take over your atmosphere. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over your atmosphere. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over your atmosphere. Whether you are driving, whether you are walking, but no matter what you are doing, let the Spirit of the Lord take over your atmosphere right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ratakatakata brande aparo shatakatata marande korea kapado shatakatata rando padosha bagadosha kariya kapadata rakapa kapadosha bagadosha rekapadata marande katosha kiya padabadata retekatakatata rapara kapadosha kiya padadata yes Lord, Holy Ghost step over, 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 Holy Ghost step over. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? I can hear you. I can hear you. Rakadia kabadosha. Yeah. Rakde kapara da 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 da. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Rakapakadosha. Marakapadosha kadiata. Radia kapadosha kadata. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over. I see an atmosphere change. Ratapakada. Marane kadosha. Rakapadosha. In the name of Jesus Christ, beloved, are you praying? You are saying, oh God, may I move into an atmosphere. For Bible said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, when the Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power. Beloved, I want you to change your tongue right now. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them like a tongue of fire. A tongue of fire. Somebody, let me see somebody sending fire on their life right now. Speak the tongue of the Holy Ghost. I see somebody speaking in a different language, and I see somebody speaking in the tongue of their hometown. I see somebody speaking in the language of their hometown. Because that person is about to deal with the gods of the land, the things that are happening in their family. Maraka shut Rakatatem. I see somebody speaking a language from Jasikine. I see somebody speaking a certain language. That language is from Jasikine. Rakatoshakadi Atatatem. Randia Kapadoshakadatem. Rapara Kapadoshakade. Rakapadosha Brekapadiade. Librekatatatem. Yes, Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over. 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 Apollo Shetekada, Ratekata, Maraka Patoshate, Nikada, Rateka Patosha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Beloved, are you praying? 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 Rakapatosha. Rekapatosha. Rekarokoporosha. Bendiata. Likada. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, I want you to use your tongue. Today, it's a different atmosphere altogether. Hear me. Ah, Maxwell, I'm hearing some feedback from your place, so please correct yourself quickly. Marika Bado Shede. You are using your tongue. Beloved, you are praying, declaring that I refuse premature death. These are some of the prayer points God gave to me when I was preparing for this life. Premature death. I use that tongue the Holy Spirit has given unto you. Use it now. Say, I cancel every premature death out of my bloodline. My bloodline. When I made your bloodline from you, your generation, out of you, out of your children, my Oshani Ani Aha. This is what you are declaring, that I cancel premature death out of my bloodline, out of my bloodline. Somebody begin to declare, I cancel premature death, premature death. Declare it now. Let me see somebody declaring, premature death, I cancel. I cancel premature death. I cancel premature death. I cancel premature death. I cancel premature death. Out of my bloodline. Da 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 da. Ratekata. Maraka para. Rokotolia de. Rika padoshe. Rateya pada. Maraka paka. Ratoshete. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Rateka da da da. Baraka Bakata. Kapadoshe. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Right now. Right now. Right now. Cancel premature death. Say, I will not die young and I will not die before fulfilling the glory of the Lord. See, there are some people, after they've going through all the struggle in life, building their children's life, and it got to a point for them to enjoy the goodness of their life, that will be when they say bye-bye. You will not say bye-bye when it is time for you to enjoy. I said, you will not say bye-bye when it is time for you to enjoy. See, somebody died recently at the airport. And the report I had was that she had done everything to travel. This is the story. If what I'm saying is not the truth, then what they also said is not the truth. This is what I heard. I heard that she told a friend about it. And on the day she was about to travel, that was the day she died, she was poisoned. You ask yourself, a lot of people travel, but nothing like that happens. A lot of people travel, but nothing like that happened. It means that there's a backing. That friend would love that friend to travel, but there is an enemy which influenced that friend, that family member, to bring the end of that sister. You are praying and say, I will not die younger. 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 Lift up your voice in prayer. The Spirit of the Lord is here. 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 Somebody pray. I will not die young. I cancel premature death. 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 Let da 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 da. Maraka shade kada brandiata. Record shakade branka padosa brandiata. Liko shakariata da da da. Raka pako shakada da. Rato shade kada brandiata ba. Rato shade akapado shakada da da. In the name of Jesus, you will not die young. You will not die young. You will not die before fulfilling. I say you will eat the fruit of your labor. In the name of Jesus. I say, cancel it out of your bloodline. 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 Madika Badosha Tedagada Radeka Badosha Tiata in the name of Jesus. Cancel premature death out of your bloodline. Every assassin, every spirit of assassin, every spirit of assassin. I told you that yesterday that I saw somebody, sometimes I don't want to mention names here. See, I saw somebody. And that person was shot. Listen carefully. Was shot. And when the person was shot, in the realms of the spirit, I saw myself mention the name of Jesus. And I see that blood fell on the person. The person, when the person was shot, the person was bleeding. Then I saw blood. When I mentioned Jesus, I saw blood falling on the person. And the blood fell on the chest of the person. But you know, the blood turned into water and wiped away that blood that was flowing out of the person who was shot. And wiped up the blood. And I shot at the person that was working up. The person didn't die. Listen, if spiritually they have sent arrows, Bible said in Psalm 91 verse 5, it said, do not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day. Listen carefully. The terror. Do not be afraid of the terror by night. Ask for faith assembly. When we see attack, we fight them. When we see attack, we don't run away from attack, because we serve a living God. The God we serve, we move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. So when there is any attack of the enemy, we declare from the scriptures, as is being said in Isaiah 54 verse 17, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you, you shall condemn. That is what we are doing now. If there's anyone being sent to kill you, you are telling that person back to sender. If there's any attack arrow being sent to you, that arrow, if there's any agenda that this afternoon there will be an arrow, that is why sometimes you see some people, they will be at their workplace, and before you realize, they say the person had an heart attack in the afternoon at the office, at the workplace. The person was just washing. They say she her heart began to beat, and she asked BP, what is BP? My God. And the person began to, that was the end. That was the end. Beloved, you are declaring that every arrow being shot at you, back to sender. Every arrow of premature death, back to sender. Every arrow of premature death, back to sender. Every terror being sent to you, back to sender. Lift up your voice in prayer. Beloved, as for this place is a ground of prayer. Rakoshatada, Rande Paroka Padosha, Maranka Padosha, Ratatada, Ratatada, Ratabakaba, Bakabadoshata, Rekatada, Rakapadosha, Rekate, Rakatadoshata, Maranka Bakabadosha, Rekatada. Are you praying, somebody? Let me hear you pray. 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 Rakapadosha. Rakatada. Rakushateka bandera dadora. Librekatakada. Rateko shakabada. Rateyato shakada. Rakapadosha bandiatabada. Rekapadosha brekadiatata. Rakapakada. Are you praying, somebody? Back to Shanda. In the name of Jesus. I said, you will not die young. You will not die even without enjoying the fruit of your labor. Listen to me. Some people, after working for 60 years, 30 years, they go for retirement. That will be the end. Stroke attack them. Some of them become bedridden. They'll be, see, some will become bedridden. You are praying to God that if the devil has sent an attack to you through accident. Recently, I think about 2 weeks ago, I was praying in the afternoon when the Lord said to me that pray for anyone who works along Kaswa Road. Beloved, lo and behold, one of the people on the platform works around that place. Lo and behold, I didn't know. And the person confirmed to me that today I am going to Kaswa. And I said, may the Lord deliver you from that accident. We are in a country whereby when people are rising up by the grace of God, people want to shut them down. People want to mess them down. It is not us. It is the foundation of Africa, the foundation of spirits, the foundation of struggle of spirits, the foundation to be who is powerful. From long ago, that struggle has been there. You remember the time of Egypt whereby Moses was sent to Egypt. Egypt was in Africa. When I talk of Egypt, Egypt is Africa. When God sent Moses to go to Egypt and deliver the people of Israel from the land of bondage and from the land of slavery. See, there was a battle. And that battle was not just a battle. It took a lot of signs and wonders. So some of us, before God will deliver us, it will take a lot of signs and wonders. I am telling you, it took a lot of signs and wonders. Because God does not just kill, because we are all his people. He makes sure that people repent. When you don't repent, then you have to die. When you don't repent, then you have to die. So anybody that is attacking you spiritually, manifesting in the physical, if that person does not change issue or a mind, then that person must die. If they have sent accident, as the years going along, that you have accident. Yesterday, I told you about a dream that one of the people that I used to pray for told me about. She said, in a dream, she saw that she has been sent to an accident scene to go for flesh. And I told them, my daughter, be careful. You are about to receive baby. You are about to receive witchcraft. You are about to receive a year. They want to initiate you into witchcraft. So it means that these spirits enjoy the accident. Blood in the realms of the spirit is very, very important because it is the soul of man. The blood in us is the soul of man. That is why they seek for blood. The blood of man is the soul of man. Beloved, hear me carefully. So you are praying that if the devil has sent accident, they have found always a means. They couldn't get you, and they have said that that driver should make a mistake. That driver should make a mistake, or you yourself, you should sleep behind the wheel. May God deliver you. You are praying and say, I will not die from accident. I will not die from accident. I will not die from accident. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Lift up your fortune prayer. 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 Yes, Lord. 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 Pakato shatatata. Beloved, declare at the comment section, I will not die out of accident. I will not die out of accident. Pray, somebody. Don't sleep. Pray. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you now. The Spirit of the Lord has given your tongue an utterance. The Spirit of the Lord has given your tongue an utterance. Bible said the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them like a tongue of fire. Ha! And when people begin to say that these people are drunk, Bible said, Peter said, we are not drunk, O Master. If somebody is telling you, you will die out of accident. Tell the person, me, I will not die out of accident. No, 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 no.
Jesus is happening to you right now.
No, 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 no. If I see somebody, the Lord is telling me, somebody, you are here. For some time now, a certain spirit has entered into you, and that spirit is telling you, you're about to die, you're about to die, you're about to die. So you have been afraid for some time now. The Lord is telling me that I should pray for you. So own up. Own up when I call you again. The thing just entered in you for some time now. And anytime you feel like you're about to die, you're about to die. And when the thing happens, listen to me carefully. When the thing happens, your heart begins to beat. And then you'll be feeling that you become very warm. Yes. Yes. You are praying right now. You are still praying concerning accident. Right now, you are saying, I cancel that accident. I cancel that accident. Hey, beloved, just the Spirit of the Lord is here. 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 The Spirit of the Lord is at where you are. Don't sleep, beloved. If you sleep, I will see you as a wonderful person. On this life you sleep, then you are a very wonderful person. You are a very wonderful person. See, everybody must have a prayer corner in your house. A prayer corner. If you are part of faith assembly, you must have a prayer corner. It could be your compound. It could be your room, one corner of your room. Locate it, one corner of your room. Make it a prayer corner. Let me tell you, something is about to happen. Some of you are about to, yes, I want you to pray right now. You are praying that You are praying against every generational curse. See, generational curse. This is your last prayer point. Then we enter into another atmosphere. Generational curse. These curses are so powerful that when you think about it, you will never understand. I don't know why it is so powerful. You know, recently there was a problem with one spiritual man and one guy in the UK or one of these countries, just on live on TikTok. And the guy and the spiritual man went to curse the young man and added the family to it. The family said, no, we will not sit down. The way you have cursed, we have to summon you so that you cancel that curse. Because we were not part of it. And you have added that to it. We know what it means to be cursed. Generations will come and meet this curse. Beloved, every generational curse, you cancel it in the name of Jesus. Say, oh God, every generational curse, every generational curse, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel every generational curse. 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 Pray right now. Cancel it. Cancel it. Declare it at the comment section. I want everybody to write at the comment section. I cancel every generational curse. I cancel every generational curse. 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 Ha! Every generational curse. Cancel it out of your life now. Cancel it now. Cancel it now. Cancel it now. Every generational curse. Every generational curse. Every generational curse. Every generational curse. Let me tell you, if you don't know, you don't know. Let me tell you about one of the generational curses. One of the generational curses is what we call chronic diseases. Do you know why? Our old people, they you know, because of their wisdom, they found out that there are places you don't need to marry from. So in the olden days, before you marry, they will come and check the family. If there's any kind of sickness, any kind of infirmity, any kind of thing that is in the family, and they will make sure that you don't marry from that family. I believe most of you are aware of this. Yes. Do you know why? They know it is a curse. So the moment you attach yourself to that person, you will give birth with that person. And because it is in your bloodline, it is two blood coming together, it will affect the children. So they make sure that if there's any chronic disease and any kind of thing in the family, they will not allow you. Because when you give birth, those children also become part of the family. Beloved, this is the wisdom of the old. This is the wisdom of the old. But now we are in a place whereby nobody tells anybody who to marry. Yes, nobody tells you. You don't need to find the background of that person. All you need to do is to love the person. You are praying against every generational curse. Some of these generational curses we call it chronic disease. Chronic diseases. There are children who will be born with certain kind of thing, and you ask yourself, but I am not like that. Go and check the family. Go and check the family. You will see that thing is there. It has happened before. It has happened before. You are praying to God and say, oh God, every generational curse, every generational curse in my bloodline, I come against it. See, I'm going to talk about something right now, eh? It will shock you. Rato shabaka bados. Rande kabadi anda brandi ata. Pray against it now. Pray against it now. Pray against it now. Generational curses. 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 See, I have seen a man who has married 5 women and the person does not have problem. And I've seen somebody who just married just one. That's the end of the person. I have blessed a lady who married. I blessed a wedding of one of my daughters in my church years back, 2018. And checking the issue of the lady, I found that she had been married twice before and divorced. She had been married twice before and divorced. So then I asked myself, what at all? And you know what happens? Somebody too is just waiting for just one wedding. Even traditional marriage, the person is not getting. It's not getting. Beloved, you are going to pray this once more for the last. Say, oh God, every generational curse in my bloodline, I cancel it now. I want you to pray this prayer quickly as we enter into another atmosphere. How about those? Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, cancel it now. Pray a violent prayer now. For Bible said the violent shall take it by force. Pray a violent prayer now. Every generational curse, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. Every generational curse, I cancel it. I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Nothing at all. Beloved, begin to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost. Begin to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost. Begin to thank God for an answered prayer right now. Begin to acknowledge the presence of God right now. Say, Lord, I thank you for an answered prayer. Are you ready to drink from him? Are you ready to drink from him? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, I welcome everybody to Faith Assembly. I welcome everybody. This is Faith Assembly. We take by faith, we do by faith, and we move by faith. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 I welcome everybody here. I can't mention everybody's name, but I see some few people. I see Mr. Gabby, I see you, I see Francis, I see Marquis, I see Rose, I see On God MC, it's been a while. I see Margaret Rose, Mama Margaret, God bless you. I see Elizabeth. I see Masru. I see Dr. Bright. You are welcome, Dr. Bright. He's a very good man. I've known Dr. Bright for years. Ah, God bless you so much. And I know God is about to do something new in your life. Ufosu Samuel, I see Tina. I see some few people who have joined. Ah, Badu Shabrandi Akada Bada. Rati Bada 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 Bada. The atmosphere of the glory of the Lord. You are welcome, everybody. Share the life to as many as you can quickly. Time wait for no man. You're about to move into a line of positivity and connecting and making covenants. Because of your covenant, beloved, yesterday I said something. I want you to say to yourself that I have a covenant with God. Just say to your spirit, I have a covenant with God. Say to yourself right now, can everybody write at the comment section, I have a covenant with God. Yes, let me see you writing at the comment section, I have a covenant with God. I have a covenant with God. Just write at the comment section, I have a covenant with God. Write it, I have a covenant with God. And share it, share to as many as you can right now, tell the person. And please make sure you get your communion wine ready. If you don't have a communion wine, get a drink or water around you. Get a drink or water around you. Yes. Yes, some of you just got the information. Get a drink, non-alcoholic drink, and get water. If you don't have a drink, get water around you. Declare that I have a covenant. I should declare you also say, I am a covenant child. If there's somebody at the hospital, just send the life to the person, tell the person, join. If somebody is going through any kind of depression, any kind of state of mind, send the life to that person right now, tell the person, join. For God has sent me here for a particular reason today. Yes. Yes, God has sent me. I told you yesterday that today is a different atmosphere altogether. Share to that your sister, share to that your friend, share to that brother, share to that mother, share to that father, and tell the person, join now. The healing power of God has been accelerated to work on people. I see people getting out of bed, those who are bedridden. And the realms of the spirit, I see something coming out of somebody's womb. Something is coming out of somebody's womb. The thing is coming out of your womb is like a ball. It's like a ball. It's coming out of your womb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yesterday, I've been talking about the covenant. The covenant. And yesterday I talked about the covenant of prayer. The covenant of prayer. The covenant of prayer. When you read the book of Luke chapter 18, Atu, are you here? Uncle Atu, are you here? Rate kapado shadadadada. Sairam, are you here? Sairam. Lizzie Sairam. Lizzie Sairam. Rato sheka badada. See, I was talking about what we call the covenant of prayer. And today I am continuing the second and the third covenants that I want you to have in your life. We have different kind of covenants. Listen to me carefully. We call something the covenant of prayer. And I showed you that covenants are agreement between two people. Either you say yes to it or you say, yes, I've agreed. Huh? And we got to understand that the covenant Jesus set with us was a covenant 100% beneficial to us. Jesus had no benefit from it. It was 100% benefit to us. All that we have to do is to obey. Obey the covenant and remember the covenant that he died for us. And he said, whenever you do this in remembrance of me. That is our obligation. That you may know that yes, he died for your sin, so you don't go back to your sin. That he died that you may live. He take away our infirmities. He took away the things that are bothering us. The Bible said he became poor for us to become rich. Yes, some of us spiritually we have been enslaved by the devil. The devil, and I said that because the devil knows very well that these covenants work, covenant of prayer. And I told you the reason why we pray, and I said prayer is to rely on God, seek for the power of God, and use the power of God. So when you pray, it's either you are relying on God and asking, or you are asking for the power of God. So one, you rely on God, ask for the power of God, and use the power of God. So sometimes God is expecting that we will use the power God has given to us. That is why when the Holy Spirit comes to you, the Holy Spirit gives you gifts. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts. Bible said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it said, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. So when you read the book of Acts chapter 12 verse number 5, it says, and the church prayed. When the church prayed, the church used its power, and it affected the life of Peter in the prison. Today your prayer will affect anything that have been kept in prison concerning you, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, the covenant of prayer, Jesus said something, and the Bible said in Luke chapter 8, verse number 1, coming down, Bible said, Jesus said a parable, and he said, men ought to pray always. Men ought to pray always. And he talked about a certain woman who sent an issue to a judge. And Jesus said, this woman has been disturbing the judge for so long. And the judge said, if I don't attend to the issue of this woman, she will continue disturbing me. And Bible says she attended to the woman. So Jesus explained and said, if even a human being can listen and say, Master, take and go, how much more our God? That is why when we are praying, we seek for the will of God. I have prayed some time ago, and I prayed for something, and the thing came because I was not prepared. You know, when God wants to give you something, God prepares you. God is not like the devil that will give you a sack of money that you cannot handle. God is not like a devil that will give you a certain opportunity that will not last. When God blesses you, He blesses you fully. That is how God blesses. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, this covenant of prayer is when we connect to God. See, I said it yesterday that human being is made out of two things. And Bible said, when God was about to create human beings, he got the dust of the earth and created man. And number two, he bred the bread of life. So what lives is in man is the spirit of God, which God has given unto man. So it is just like a spirit living in the body. That is why when the spirit leaves the body becomes useless. Bible said he bred the bread of life into man, and man became a living being. Listen carefully. So the body, I said yesterday, the body needs the things of the flesh to sustain it, maintain it, and to grow. But the spirit needs the things of the spirit. And we some most at times abandon the things of the spirit, which is more important than the flesh. Because spirit can enter into anything and operate, but flesh cannot enter into anything and operate. When flesh dies, it dries and rottens. It goes back to the earth. But spirits do not die. Listen, spirits do not die. That is why when you die from here, there will be a day of judgment for you. Spirits do not die. That is why even the devil is waiting for the day of judgment. Yes. So when we say die, 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 we are just tormenting the devil and we are killing their power and making its power useless. It's not that that devil is going to die, or that spirit of witchcraft, that spirit of marine spirit is going to die. No. It means that that spirit will move out of that territory. That spirit will not have power over that territory. So when we say die, die, we are spiritually, we are killing its potency. And because the devil knows that it is through prayer and the word of God that our spirit is able to be fed. The devil attacks the flesh. It attacks us with so many things that we become weak. And whenever we pray, the devil makes us feel that like we have not prayed. God has not answered our prayer. But there's something I always say. God always answers prayer. All prayer is being answered by God. It's either yes or no. Wait small. It is not time yet. Or God says, take it, move. And you did not move. One day I'll be talking about time and chance. Time and chance. And you understand the realms. Because one day God was speaking to me. I was going to pray and the Lord opened my eyes. He said, look at the stars. And I saw a brightening star. And the Lord said to me that, see, in every month a star appeared. And when the star appeared, those in the realms of the spirit who have been activated, and when their star shine and they are able to be able to connect spiritually, they break through in that month. So that is why everybody has their time and a beginning of their success. Somebody will tell you, in this time I had this opportunity, I had this and that and that. Beloved, are you following? So spiritually things happen. So your spirit need to be fed, and that feeding is through prayer. So you must be connected to prayer, and that's what we call the covenant of prayer. The covenant of prayer is when you pray, whatever the situation you pray. Yesterday I said something. David, even though he was walking, going through the valleys and the shadows of death, he said, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. For the Lord is with me. And when you read Psalm 23, when David wrote Psalm 23, he was in the wilderness, but he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He was wanting, but he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he said, he leads me to the great pastures. But yet still, he was in the wilderness, he was in the desert. David was in the desert, but he was making declarations. David was anointed. At the age of 17 years, it took him 13 years, making 30 years for him to fulfill that. And he continued to pray and say, until the word of God is being fulfilled in my life, I will not stop praying. That's what we call the covenant of prayer. You have made an agreement in the realms of the spirit and say, God, I will not stop calling you until you answer me. And that covenant become an altar. Every altar is a covenant. Listen carefully. Every altar is a covenant. Hear me. Every altar is a covenant. Some of you must have altars in your room. You must have altar in your compound. You must have altar in your workspace. See, if you are a technical person, there's a certain tool you will take. Maybe you take the hammer and the hammer will tell you, hey, this is my tool to work. I must pray before using that tool. Maybe you are a driver. The moment you get hold of the steering or the steer, the wheel, you say, kapadabadosha, ratatatakata, rapadoshakata. The moment you get to your kitchen, you say, ah, the Spirit of the Lord is here. He has anointed me to take over. The moment you enter into your compound, you came back from work, you enter into, you park your car, you get out of your car, you enter onto, you get down from your car, you stand on your compound and say, hey, the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. We call it the covenant of prayer. That's what I'm talking about. No matter what you go through, you know your source of sustenance. You know your source of maintenance. And you know your source of growth. That is the covenant prayer. Somebody, I want to see you writing a comment. Saying, I am a covenant child. Some people made a covenant and said they will not stop praying until they see their generation blessed. And some people have been, when they tell you where they are coming from, where they are coming from, it was through a certain prayer of certain mother, big son, grandma, Dabi, that has brought them this far. And some people too, the struggles we are struggling is through some things from some people, from our background. That is why we are going through that struggle. When we put it here, they come and influence us. When we put it here, they will come and attack. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Some people, the prayer they are praying, it will be a covenant for their children. They came to suffer, but their children will never suffer. And some people too. I know a man who died a poor man. I know a man who died a poor man. And I know a poor man who died a rich man. Covenants. I want you to lift up your voice and say, oh God, I charge myself. See, some of you must have a place, an altar in your room. When I mean an altar, a prayer altar, I'm not saying that you should go and bring some things from the forest and come and build something. No. Anything you continue doing at a certain place become an altar. Me like this, where I live, I have an altar on my compound. And whenever I get to that side of the compound, then which means that I must pray. I must pray. There's a particular side of my bed that when I lie there, I must pray. Accidentally, when I step at a certain place, then I must pray. Then I must pray. Yes, I must pray. You are declaring the realms of the Spirit and saying, oh God, I connect myself to you right now. May you feed my spirit up. I said, somebody is about to pray a certain prayer and your spirit will be awakened, and the Spirit of the Lord will direct you to go and see somebody, and that person will be your helper. I tell you, somebody will pray along the roadside and you will meet somebody, and the person will tell you, ah, I have been looking for you. Rapakapadoshakatatate. Redekatakatadoshakatatate. See, those of you at workplaces, offices, there are people who are witches and wizards. Be careful. You know, sometimes, you know, this flesh likes enjoyment, Papa. This flesh, when you are chewing the chicken, this flesh will not tell you. When you are eating the large cholesterol of food, it will not tell you. It will let you enjoy. You'll be enjoying. As for this flesh, it doesn't think about anything. All it thinks about is enjoyment. It is the spirit within you that will tell you, Master, what you are doing. You have problem within your body. As for this flesh, when it wants something, until it gets it, anything that will make it happy, doesn't care whether it is good or bad. The moment it will make it happy, the flesh there, it will go for it. It does not care about its consequences. It is the spirit that liveth in us that will say, hey, brother, sister, where you are going? You will die. You have problems. So it is the spirit in us that sees far. You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, may my spirit take over my flesh in the name of Jesus. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. I want somebody to write at the comment section. Everybody, if you're on the live, write at the comment section. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Write at the comment section. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, number two covenant. I call it the covenant of service. See, a lot of people do not have covenants in their lives. There's no covenant. They don't have covenant with God. Nothing. See, let me give you some Genesis about everything. When God created the heaven and the earth, there was nothing like church. There was nothing like temple. There was nothing like people gathering to give praise and honor, because there was nothing like that. But what we know is that God comes to fellowship with Adam and Eve. How did I know that? Bible said when God, they heard the voice of God, they ran and hide, and they said, we are naked. It tells you that God comes with them to be with them. Yes, there was nothing like building. There was nothing like that. But you see, it got to a point that God ordered that in Exodus 25, that they must make a tent and put people who are very skillful together. And that tent will be, they will have a place we call the sanctuary, where it will be the holy of holies. And they did it. That is when we begin to have a place of worship, whereby the people of Israel will go and worship the Lord. Along the line in 2 Samuel, chapter number 7, verse number 1 coming down, David had a dream. When I mean a dream, he was sitting down, not a dream of the sleep. I'm talking of a dream. And said, ah, look at where I am coming from, and where, look at how far the Lord has brought me. And Bible said, he said that I will build a house for the Lord. And he said, the ark of God cannot remain in tent. Look at where he's living, and look at where the ark of God is. So it was David that initiated a building for God. But he was not able to do it. But because of his dream, Bible said, the Lord said, because of one or two things, you will not do it for me, but your son will come and do it. Then we had a building whereby Solomon came to build a huge synagogue, a huge temple for the Lord. And workers were instructed to work inside. So every work in the house of the Lord was to make sure it promotes the agenda of God on this earth. Listen carefully. So now, when you go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 20. Hezekiah, not Ezekiel, I mean Hezekiah. Bible made us understand he was a king and he fell sick for so many years. He was not having solution to that sickness. And the prophet of the Lord went to tell him, this is what the Lord says, prophet Isaiah, you are about to die. God said he should put down your will. You should put down your will. You should prepare your house in order. You put your house in order. For you are about to die. You will not survive it. And Bible said, listen to me. I call it the covenant of service. The covenant of service. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1 to 3. I call it the covenant of service. As we are here, some people will have a covenant of service. And this is how it will come. Listen to me carefully. Some of you are in churches. And I will get there. Now, Bible said when the message got to Hezekiah, he didn't go to eat and drink. But Bible said, he turned his face to the wall. I don't know the bad news that you have received. I don't know the bad prophecy that you have received. I don't know the bad dream that you have received. How did you attend to it? How did you attend to that bad dream? How did you attend to it? I don't know how you attended to that bad vision. I don't know how you accepted that message, that information that came to you. How did you receive it? And with this, it was a major prophet. Isaiah was a major prophet. And at that time, when Isaiah says it, that is it. It's a master. And you know something? The revelation is that this man has been sick for years. So there was no solution. He has been praying. Now, the answer to his prayer is that, master, stop praying because you are going to die. Your time is up. You must die. So just put your house in order. The only favor I can do to you is to tell you that you are about to die so that you put things in order. This is the message he heard. But Bible said he turned his face to the wall and he said, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Somebody shout, oh God. Somebody, I want to hear you saying, oh God. Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Rakabakabadosha da 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 da. Rakatakabadosha brandiatabadadia kabados. Oh God! He said, oh God! Look at how I have served you with my whole heart, with dedication and loyalty in your house. Then Hezekiah invoked the covenant of service. He invoked the covenant of service. I don't know what kind of covenant you invoke when you need something serious from the Lord. Why you need serious? Some people are being on this life from day one. And when we come here, what they do is to share. I say, what you are doing, you are building a covenant for yourself. What they do is to share. They have been praying with us. They have not gotten the answer to your prayer. You don't know what you are doing. If you know, you will do it the more. And Jesus said in Matthew 28 verse number 19, he said, go into the world. As you are sharing to somebody, it's the same as going to the world. We have people from UK on this line. We have people from US. We have people from Germany. We have different people coming on this line. And it's through the sharing of somebody that brought the person. I have had people who have gone through so many things, and out of the message on this platform, they have had a new mind. God has come to comfort them. God has come to hold their hands. They have taken a new step in the Lord. Yes, just by somebody sharing to the person. The person just came on this line. I remember some time ago, somebody shared the light to somebody, and the person just dropped onto this platform, and the Lord gave me a prophetic word to the person. I was ending because our time is up, and I gave that person a prophetic word. God used this life to save that person. And how did it come about? It came about by somebody sharing. Hezekiah said, oh God, look at how dedicated. I wish somebody can drop the line for me. Has anybody opened that scripture? 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1 to 3. My time is getting up, because we have to enter into a prophetic directions and prophetic declarations, and a prophetic word is being said unto you. See, I don't know what you do in the house of the Lord. I don't know what you do for a man of God. I don't know what you do for a servant of God. One day I was telling one of my daughters that, see, whatever you do for me, do it as you are doing it for God. Because Bible said, Jesus said, he said, when you give a prophet a cup of water, anyone who gives a prophet a cup of water will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who gives a prophet a cup of water because he's a prophet, he will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who gives a righteous man a cup of water because he's righteous, he will receive a righteous man's reward. Hear me. Whatever you are doing, maybe you are in a church. Today is Sunday. Maybe you belong to a church. Whatever you are doing there, whatever you are doing, do it because you are doing it for God. Do it because you are doing it for God. One day, it will be a covenant for you, and you will invoke it. So I ask myself, so all this while, Hezekiah do not know that he had been serving the house of the Lord. He did not know. There will be a time that God himself will make you strike yourself and get to say certain things and say, oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Bible said, and Hezekiah said, with wholeheartedly. Some of us, when we do things in the house of the Lord, and we begin to complain, we begin to murmur, we begin to say things, we begin to say, you don't know what you are building. You don't know what you are building. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. We call it the covenant of service. And Bible said, in Matthew chapter 19, verse number 16, coming down, I'm about to end. A young man came to Jesus and said, Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? Jesus said, obey the commandment. He said, oh, which one? He said, this and that and that. Bible said he came to test Jesus. Bible said he was so rich. The young man was so rich. He came to test Jesus. He said, do this, do that, do this. He said, oh, I have obeyed everything. And Jesus said, go and sell everything and give it to the poor, and come and follow me. To me, I don't believe that he was selling his sins and giving it to the poor. It is come and follow me. Because when you look at Jesus, Jesus once said, foxes have home, but the Son of Man does not have where he will lay his head. When Jesus came, he was sleeping in people's houses. Rich men used to bring him. Zacchaeus was so rich, he said, Jesus, come to my home. Joseph Arimathea, he said, when Jesus died, he said, my tomb, I'm giving it to Jesus. He should be buried inside. Until now, we mention Joseph Arimathea. Beloved, I don't know what to do in the kingdom. I don't know what to do in the kingdom. This is your faith. As you do this, you are building your faith. You are defending your faith. I was telling somebody, me, I will not sit down for you to destroy my faith. One day I'll be speaking about defending your faith. And you understand, some of you, the mistakes you have made defending your faith. See, this is what builds our faith. When you look at other places, other religious bodies, the way they revere certain things, and when they are doing things for God, I heard a young man says they are fasting, so he will not stop his fasting even when he is playing football. And one of the ladies in the black princess that won the gold, I learned one of the young ladies, a Muslim, and she was fasting and was still playing football. Some of us, they say fast, we say no. And her name is everywhere. Is it Bukarama or Bukari or whatever? Harabakosha. There was another young man being called by England or France. Yes. Young boy, he said, I'm fasting. I can't stop my fast. You see that you allow me to play with it, or you let me go back home. Ezekiah said, oh Lord, look at how I have served with all my heart. What will you say to the Lord when it is time? What will you say? What will you say you have done in the house of the Lord? What will you say you have done to the man of God that speak to your faith, that held you? What will you say? What will you say? What will you say? You know, there are times that we have to invoke certain things. This is what I call the covenant of service. The covenant of service. From today, some of you, because I know some people are from Germany, some people are from UK, some people are from US, no matter where you are listening from, I believe and I know that your attitude towards certain things will change from now. It is more than me telling you, it is that auntie in your house who is doing that. Some of you, you just have to do certain things, and that will be the door opening for you. The things that Ezekiah, who was a king, he was serving the house of the Lord. David once said, he said, I'd rather be a gate man in the house of the Lord than to be a king among the devils. What will you want to be? I'd rather be the cleaner. I'd rather be the person to be on this life first and be sharing and telling people, let's come and commune together as one people in the realms of the spirit. I always tell people, even truck drivers have a meeting place. Even truck drivers, they have a meeting place. One day, years back, I was in the truck, and then they were talking. So after talking, they were arguing in the car. Years back, around 2010, yes, around 2010. And I said, mate, do you have a station? He said, yeah, we have a station. Do you have meetings? He said, we have meetings. And I said, even you truck drivers, have a place you meet, your station, you park your cars. Even you truck drivers. And once in a while, I think twice in a week, you have a meeting to discuss the progress and how you can build your station. Bible says the Spirit of the Lord leads his people to where his children are. Where does the Spirit of the Lord lead you? A gathering like this. Am I talking to somebody here? Even witches, occults, they will tell you, I one day work with a man, a Freemason man. I'll mention, I'm not going to mention his name, but he was the head of Freemason in 2011. I worked with him. And he was asking me, I didn't know he was part of Freemason. Later I got to know, because he was trying to get me involved. He will tell you, you don't need to serve God, you don't need to do anything. But he will wake up and put up his suit and coat, suit, and then put up his hat, and then move that he's going to the gathering. May God punish the devil. 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 That want to break your faith. That want to break your faith from associating yourself with the things of God. May God punish that devil. That want to break your faith. When you hear prayer, you will not be able to go there. But hear anything. That is why some people, they can watch TV the whole night and they will not sleep. But when it comes to prayer, hearing the word of the Lord, within 2 minutes they will sleep. Within 2 minutes they will sleep. May God punish the devil. They don't know this is our source of faith. This is where, when we are broken, we run to. You see how wicked the devil is. They will make you lose faith. That's what I call the covenant of service. The covenant of service. When things begin to be so hard, Bible said, Ezekiah raised the covenant of service. He said, Lord, I have a covenant too. That covenant, I have been serving in the house of the Lord for so long. Then, this young man who came to talk to Jesus, I said, go and sell anything and come and follow me. He said, No, I will not come and follow you anything. And Jesus said a parable. He said, it will be hard for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle, but it will be very, very easy for a camel to go through the eye of an needle. What does it mean? All that it means is that camel is so big. Camel is bigger than a human being. So how possible can a camel go through the eye of a needle? Because camels are very humble and they give service. No matter the load, just put it on a camel. Camel will carry it and will still be humble. May the Lord make you so within the spirit. May God make you so within the spirit. May the things of the Lord be your joy. I feel them as some people are having the desire to the things of God. And those things, some of you, you are about to break certain generational curse. You will struggle through because you are going to fight battles. But your children will come and be a blessing. You know, some people have to fight. That one, don't take it out. Some people have to fight. When you are coming from a very bad background, some people have to fight. Yes. You must be ready to fight and break that thing. Anything that happened to you, you must be ready to fight it. And say, me, I will fight it. It will not happen to my children. Ezekiah said, Lord, remember my covenant. Remember my covenant. And Bible said, Isaiah was about to move from the house, getting to the gate, and the Lord said, hey, Isaiah, I said he's about to die. Go and tell him, I am adding 15 years. I am adding 15 years. Maybe your womb is closed. Your family, your womb is closed. Because of certain mistake. What you have been praying for, you cannot get it. But I'm here to tell you, something is about to change. I am here to tell you, no, most of the time we make a lot of mistakes in our journey of life. But with God, all things are possible. Bible said, and Joseph said, you plan evil for me, but the Lord turned it to good. Beloved, you are about to change things. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what they have said. God is about to give another information. It doesn't matter what the prophet has said. God is about to give you another information. Amen. Your prayer, your service to the Lord. God is about to give you another information. Amen. God is about to send the same prophet to you. And the Amen. Prophet will tell you, I see something coming in your life. And the Lord is about to raise you and raise your generation. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Beloved, some of us are waiting for me to tell you, I see snake walking at in your ceiling. No. This is more than that. Riparado shake at the day. Randi hapakado sabrandiata. Ha! The last one is what I call the covenant of sacrifice. Some of you, you'll be sacrificed certain things. I am about to close. My time is up. And we'll continue next week. Beloved, don't miss it. This covenant of sacrifice. Don't miss it. Don't miss the covenant of sacrifice. Rapako paroshe tetete. Marande kapadoshe. Now, I am here to tell you, the way the prophet of the Lord came back to tell Ezekiah, Ezekiah, what did you do? I was going back. If we're to be today, we will say the prophet is a false prophet. But me, I'm just a messenger. What the Lord reveals to me is what I tell you. If I am here, God does not tell me anything about you. I'm not telling you anything. What I receive within my spirit is what I give unto you. What I receive is what I give unto you. Parakabadaba. If we're to be now, you say that prophet is a false prophet. I know, and I know that we have false prophets. But this is a genuine prophet. And the Lord said to him, Ezekiah, go back. Isaiah, go back and tell Ezekiah, I am acting 15 years. 15 years to his ears. Beloved, whatever information you receive from the past is about to turn. That information is about to turn in the name of Jesus. They say you cannot give birth. I am here to tell you as a prophet of God, you will give birth. They say you will not travel. They say you will not travel. I am here to tell you, you will travel. If Daniel and Co, Daniel and Co, and Esther became a king, a queen on a strange land. Listen to me. Whenever you are on somebody's land, you are told automatically a slave. But I have seen people who have been raised up. Who have been raised up. That is why a lot of people that travel, they hit them with a lot of taxes. Because you have to work for the government and for the country and for the citizens. Until you become a citizen, you'll be burdened with so many things. I am telling you. Rakapada. It is only in Africa that you don't see these things. It is only in Africa. Go to the Arab country. They will be praying and you will be working. They will be praying and you will be working. And you'll be earning peanuts and you'll be earning billions and millions. But I have seen people. I have seen people who have become giants on a strange land. I have seen people who have become billionaires on the strange land. I have seen people who have become queens and kings on the strange land, on the foreign land. I have seen people, Esther became a queen in Ezra. I said Esther became a queen in Ezra. Daniel became a governor. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they became governors on the strange land. If they say you will not prosper at where you are, maybe you are in Dubai, you are in UK, you are in Germany, you are in US, in the place that you are, whatever that is fighting you, if they say you will not travel to make it, you will travel to make it. I have seen people who have traveled and they think they are going to a greener pasture, and they rather go there and their life is being destroyed. Recently, there was a woman from US and she has gone mad. They are looking for her relatives. Paraka. If that is what your family is wishing for you, if that is what the land is wishing for you, if that is what the spirit of darkness is wishing for you, I say they will not get their resource. In the name of Jesus Christ, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are here and they say you will not see your children grow, you will die premature. Jesus. I come as a prophet of God.
Yes, Lord.
And I declare upon your life, you will eat the fruit of your labor. You will eat the fruit of your labor. You will see your children and your grandchildren, and they will come and say, Grandma, Grandfather, I'm a prophet of God, and I'm sent to you to declare upon your life, you are free from every curse of the devil. From today, I set you free. I set your soul free in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Rando shaka da kata mada. If that auntie, that friend who have allowed him or herself to be envious and jealous of you, and the devil is using them against you, if that wife, that husband who have allowed him or herself to be used by the devil against you, and they wish your downfall, they will see your uprising. They will see your uprising. I see. They will see your uprising. They will see your uprising. Those who turn themselves and laugh at you, they will be invited to your celebration. I declare as a prophet of God, I declare as a prophet of God, those who turn themselves and laugh at you, laugh at you, make mockery of you, and when you turn your back, they make mockery of you. The Lord will set a table before you, the presence of your enemies. Some of them must live to see what the Lord is about to do in your life. I say, some of them must live and see what the Lord is about to do in your life. And those who have made up their mind that over their dead body, they will see, you will see them being buried. I say, you will see them being buried. Those that say before you will prosper, they must die. I said, you will see them being buried. If they will not repent, they will die. I speak as a prophet of God. Every bad news. Every bad news that you have received, that bad news is being changed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1, and Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord took Jeremiah to the potter's house and say, Jeremiah, look at something. Look at something. And Bible said, as Jeremiah was watching, the potter was molding the pot on the wheel, and then the clay split up. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, you see what happened? The clay is messed up. But look at the potter again. And Bible said the potter used the same clay and molded a different thing. Not a pot again, but there's something that is so special. And the Lord said, even though Israel has missed their way, if they will come back to me, I, the Lord, will forgive them their sins and mold them into a different thing. Rato shadada. Maybe you have to go to the university, you didn't go. You have gotten to an age, you can't go back to school. Maybe something has to happen in your life, it couldn't happen. I am here to tell you, the Lord can change things. We serve a God that is of positivity. The Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we may ask of. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we may ask. Luke chapter 1 verse 37, he said, with God all things are possible. Matthew chapter 16 verse 27, he said, with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. Anyone under the sound of my voice, receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace.
I receive it.
Receive grace now.
Receive
grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace now. Grace for healing. Grace for deliverance. Receive the healing power of the Lord. Recently a woman shared a testimony here, and she said, as I was declaring, she said, everybody should rub their hand on their tummy, for something will flow out of them. She said, she said, she said, then she began to do it. She said, from last year, she had been moving from hospital to hospital. She's having, the blood is not flowing. Just as I declare, the blood begin to flow. Beloved, something is happening in your womb now. I declare, if you have been tied down, I set you free in the name of Jesus. I am setting somebody free right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, not by my might, not by my power, by the Spirit of the Lord. You have been set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, go for your communion wine. Go for your communion wine. Go for it. Go for your communion wine, Spirit of the Lord. If you don't have the communion wine, if you have any drink there, not alcoholic. I don't want you to be filled with wine and start prophesying here. No. If today is your first time here, please follow me and be part of the family. The number will be shared, and you can be part of the group. If you want to be part of the group, I wish you are part of the Family Faith Assembly, as you are already here. And whenever there's a prophetic word, I think some time ago Maxwell would testify to it. He was there and he connected with me. I didn't mind him, but when the Lord spoke to me, I have to get in touch with him and pray with him and give him the prophetic word, and he confirmed. That is how it happens. Yes, that is how it happens. Yes. You can take up the number and then you can connect with me. Rapado shetete. Rado shebranti yadabado shete. In the name of Jesus. And those of you, by the grace of God, as we are praying, pick up your communion wine. If you don't have communion wine, pick up any drink or water. If you don't have drink, pick up water. 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 Pick up your drink. Pick up your communion wine. And begin to declare on it quickly. Our time is almost up. Declare on it quickly on it. And declare that this water will be turned, this communion wine, this drink will be turned into the blood of Jesus. We are going to make this declaration as I saw in the vision. That is what we are going to do now. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So begin to declare upon it right now. Say that may this water, may this drink, may this wine turn into the blood of Jesus. May this wine, may this drink turn into now, into the blood of Jesus. Into the blood of Jesus. Do it now. Into the blood of Jesus. Into the blood of Jesus. May it change now into the blood of Jesus. May it change now into the blood of Jesus. Now into the blood of Jesus. Now begin to declare that blood of Jesus speak for me. Blood of Jesus speak for me. It is only the blood of Jesus that speaks a better thing than the blood of Abel. And blood of Jesus speaks for those, no matter your situation, whether you're a sinner, no matter the situation, when the blood of Jesus speaks for you, it takes you out of anything of the devil. Because the blood of Jesus has the power to forgive sins. The blood of Jesus has the power to forgive sins. So it doesn't matter who you are right now, whether you are on a sick bed, they say my time is up. Whether you are on a sick bed, the blood of Jesus will speak for you. Beloved, in the life ends, don't go away. I have 5 minutes to deal with you. I would have to end the life and come back because we have to do this direction. Yes. So don't go away with your water, your wine. Stay in touch. The moment I come online, you join just 5 minutes and whatever the Lord says, because I have to declare to some people's life and prophetically speak into their lives. Don't go away. Don't go away. If the life ends, I'm going to come back immediately because we have to follow this direction. We have to do it today because somebody is about to be taken out of the ways of the devil. So just a minute, hold on to your phone, hold on to your wine, hold on to your drink, hold on to it, and wait. You can even share to somebody right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit.